This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi there. Tonight we're here with Kathy Reed. Kathy, you're one of the organizers of PHP Women. You did the design for the website for them. And I know you don't do PHP primarily anymore, but I wanted to talk to you and get your perspective on some things about PHP. And so I got three questions for you, if you would indulge me. The first question, what skills would you say you sharpened when you were working with PHP?
Sure. I think the biggest skill that got a lot of development when I was working with PHP was logical reasoning. I mean, every developer has been in the situation where you have a bug or you have something you have to troubleshoot, and you have to use some sort of rational methodology to get the bug in the end. Code is all about logic, and it's all about understanding the reason behind why something's not working. And I would definitely have to say that logical reasoning and logical deduction and being able to follow a rational problem-solving methodology was probably the best I learned working with that, and a lot of patience.
That's an excellent answer. Okay, question number two. How did programming in PHP affect how you program in other languages?
Well, Cal, I think the biggest thing that PHP had an effect on in terms of my general programming style was the separation of model, view, and controller. A lot of PHP separation of MVC. And particularly with PHP and the ability to embed PHP in HTML, if you don't do good separation, you end up with a lot of spaghetti code. And I think as a lot more programming languages become web-oriented, having that separation is becoming much, much more important. So understanding MVC, understanding the purpose of different things, understanding this is my presentation layer, understanding this is my content layer, and understanding that there are different layers to an application and they applications do have to be separated.
Excellent answer. Thank you. Okay, final question. What one skill would you say programmers in other languages need to have before they start using PHP?
Well, I was thinking about this question and I thought, well, the one thing people have to have is a sense of humor, but unfortunately that's all too rare. I think understanding object-oriented principle, learning programming at university, understanding things like polymorphism and overloading were very difficult concepts to get my head around. And then trying to learn that at the same time as PHP, I'm not sure PHP is the best language for learning about object orientation. And I think before learning PHP will give you a huge head start in particularly PHP 5.
Excellent. Thank you. I do appreciate your time tonight. Now, well, it's tonight for me, but it's tomorrow for you in Australia, I believe. So thank you so much for your time, and thank you for everything you do for the community.
Not a problem at all, Cal. You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast, and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T. DayCamp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.